speak, to be able to share some Divrei Torah with you. And Hashem is able to come for a simcha, and Hashem, we have a bris tomorrow. Born with us a grandson, my son Gedalia, maybe some of you know him. So it's big simcha. So wonderful to be able to be making for the bris with the Divrei Torah. Sasa Neichel Limre Secha, Kemaiti Shol Rav. Okay, I want to share with you an idea that I saw, which is a bit of a Dover Mechudish. Then we'll see from there, maybe we'll go a little bit to the union of the Parsha of Shavua. I need Tefillah. The Rambam in Hilchot Tefillah, the Rambam says that the reason that we wash our hands in the morning, the Rambam says, is for the sake of the Tefillah, for davening. A person davens, so it's necessary for a person to have your dayim, tahira, his hands that are tahar, and it's ma'akev. If a person is not washing his hands, does not wash his hands, so then it's ma'akev the tefillah. The Rambam in Perek Revi, the Rambam says, Chamisha devarim ma'akvim is a tefillah. There are five things that are ma'akev tefillah. Even if this man is come, and the Rambam mentions the first thing is taharas hayudayim, that a person has to be mitar his hands. The Rambam says, keitzad reichet yudayim b'mayim, he washes his hands in the morning, b'perik, and a perik v'achakach yisbalas, and then he davens. This is the sheet of the Rambam, that the reason that we wash our hands is for tefillah al Hashem, that a person has to have yudayim tahiras. L'chayra, we see from the Rambam that this does not apply to all brachas. It doesn't apply to all brachas, because the Rambam says in Perik Zayin, based upon the Gemara in brachas, the Rambam goes to the Seder, the order of the day in the morning. The Rambam says, Kishetiknu chacham and divrei tefilas elu, tiknu brachais acheres, that the chachamim were also misakein other brachas, levarachais and b'chol yayim, to daven every day. Elohein, kishikonis adam mitas elishan balayla. The Rambam goes through, the person goes to sleep at night, then he makes a mapil. And the Rambam says that when a person wakes up in the morning, so he says the Lekai Nishomish and the Satavi. The Rambam says when he hears the curl of the Tarnagolim, of the roosters, says Anais Lesech Vibina, he puts on his clothing, his Malbish Arumim. The Rambam goes through, and then the Rambam says Kisha Oimeg, when he stands up, Mevarech Zekev Kfufim, and then Kisha Noitel Yadav, when he washes his hands, when he washes his hands, he makes a bracha al netilas yadayim. So the chayr we see from here that when you wake up in the morning and you say l'kai neshama, and you hear the rooster and you put on your clothing, you don't have to wash your hands yet, right? You don't have to wash your hands. You're not mechuyav to wash your hands for bracha. Mechuyav to wash your hands for tefillah, right? And since that's davening, that's like davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking him, turning to him, asking for what you need, you have to wash your hands. But the Rambam says clearly over here, when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to wash your hands yet. If you wash your hands, you make on the field if you're dying. But you can see from the Rambam that you can make these brachas without washing your hands. Yes, correct, you see that, it's clear, right? The Rambam doesn't bring down Ruach Ra, right? In other words, it's a machlokes rishayim and washing our hands in the morning. Is it because of Ruach Ra, because we come new, or is it because of tefillah? The Rambam is learning that it's because of tefillah, in order to daven you have to wash your hands. Correct? Okay. The Rambam later on, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Hamashkim likroi batayra. Person who wakes up in the morning to be koyre batayra, kairim sheyikra kriyashma, before he reads kriyashma, before kriyashma. Bain kara b'tayra, shebiksav, bain kara b'tayra shebalfeh, naitel yadav tchila. He washes his hands first. U'mavarech sholish brachas, and he makes the three brachas. Ve'achar kach kaire, and then he's kaire. Ve'elahein, and these are the brachas, ha'shekid yishon me'mitzvayt, ha'tzivan la'difrei tayra, ve'harav na'ashon l'ken ha'zivay toros, ha'mafinu, ha'fiyat ha'mfabeit Yisrael, The Rambam says that somebody wakes up early, so it's mashma from over here, he wakes up early in the morning and he hasn't yet read the Shema. The Rambam says that Naitel Yad Tchila, that he has to wash his hands. So we see from over here that the Rambam says something Dava Chadosh. The Rambam says that you have to wash your hands, L'chayra, you have to wash your hands for Divrei Torah. You have to wash your hands before you learn Torah. You wake up early in the morning. We're talking about before Kriya Shema. The Maritaka says in Brachas that for Kriya Shema you also should wash, you have to wash your hands. But the Rambam says over here it's before Kriya Shema. You have to wash your hands for Divrei Torah. The person wakes up early in the morning, he has to wash his hands for Divrei Torah. Yeah. So the question is, why do you have to wash your hands for Divrei Torah? Right? We saw before that for brachas, non-brachas, you don't have to wash your hands. Right? You have to wash your hands for tefillah, for davening. So where do we get this that you have to wash your hands for Divrei Torah? So how do we understand this? I understand washing our hands for Divrei Torah. What's the halacha over here? The understanding of the halacha that we have to wash our hands for Divrei Torah, for learning Torah. Okay, again, the Rambam does not say you have to wash your hands because of Ruach Ra, not because of Ruach Ra. Not because of Beri Chadosha. Right? Waking up early in the morning. But if you want to learn Torah, so you have to wash your hands. You have to be night till you see a dime. So I saw a Chiddush Gadol, Sefer Ha'arei Kedem. And he says it wants to say like this. Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvot, La'avdei b'chol avavchem, b'chol nafshechem, you should serve Hashem with all your heart and with all your soul. So Chazal say there, Eizav Eidu Shabalei Zun Tefillah. You learn that from over there, Tefillah. So the Lashon over there, the Sifri, U'la'avdei b'tayra, U'la'avdei b'tefillah. La'avdai, to serve him with Torah, and to serve him with tefillah. That's the Lashon of Chazal. So we see from there, that Torah, Chayra is talking about Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is also called Avaida. Right? Just like tefillah is Avaida, right? Avoid is kabbonis. Instead of kabbonis, now we have tefillah. So the Chazal over there is that Torah is also avoid. So he wants to say that in Torah, there's Limud HaTorah. Right? And here he wants to be Mechadesh that Torah is also a kind of tefillah as well. Torah is also tefillah. Davar chadash ma'ayin, a new thing. That Torah is also a tefillah. And with this he wants to say that that's the reason why you have to wash your hands for Torah. Because Torah is also a kind of tefillah. Torah is also, when we learn Torah, is also a gather of tefillah. Tefillah al Hashem. So it's a davar chadash ma'ayin, it's a big, tremendous chiddush. How do we understand this? Torah is tefillah. Like, what about nine in Torah el tefillah, right? Tefillah, I stand, I go to Baruch Hu, I ask him for my need, and please, I go to Baruch Hu, help me with this, and help me with that. And Torah, I'm coming over here to learn, right? I'm coming over here to learn, learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. What does that have to do with tefillah? Right? Like they say over that the Torah tefillah is different, right? Torah is that I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. Tefillah is I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Torah is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to me, right? Torah min HaSinai, Torah min HaShemayim. But I found in the Tzidkis HaTzadik, from the Tzadik HaKayim, Tzidkis HaTzadik from the Tzadik HaKayim, Tzidkis HaTzadik, in Ois, Kuf Samach Aleph, I think it is. So he says over there, Dvarim, amazing thing, in this Mahalach. I want to share this with you, to try to understand what he says. The Medrash, it brings down that there are 10 Lashonis of Tefillah. The Medrash in the Chanan, so it says that there are 10 Lashonis of Tefillah. There are 10 expressions of Tefillah.
Rashi
in the Tzchanan. The Medrash brings down the ten Lashonis. So, what are the 10 Lashonis of Tefillah? Om Rabbi Yochanan, Asar Lashonis Nikas Tefillah. Ve'ei Lahein, Shavah, Tzahaka, Na'aka, Rina, Begia, Bitzur, Kriya, Nipol, Filul, Tachnunim. So, Shavah, Tzahaka. Shenema Vayayanchu Bnei Yisrael Min Avayda, Vayizaku. And then afterwards it says, Vatal Shavasam, Elohim. Right? So we see from over there that there is a kind of tefillah which is called Shavah, which is called Shavah. So Rav Tzadik says that there is a kind of expression of tefillah which is called Shavah. And what is the Maka? What is the Maka of this word Shavah? Shavah, we all know, means to cry out, right? Cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Shavah. So he says the mocker, what the real meaning of the word Shavah is, Miloshen Shua. Where do we see the logic? What does the word Shua mean? So it says by Kayin, right? That Lo Yishoa, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not accept his tefillah, right? So what does the word Shua mean? Shah, Rashi says Pona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't turn to him. Rashi brings some other psukim where we see that the word Shah means to turn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't turn to him. Right? The Lashon of Shah means to turn. Pona, I turn to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't turn to him. There is a tefillah which is called Shah, which the tefillah is turning to Hashem. To move to Hashem, to make a turn to Hashem, to make a paniyah, El Hashem. It's mashma ki'ilu, we're not talking even about a tefillah, which is expressed in articulate language. Maybe it's not even much language at all. It's a pnea, a turn. Tzadik says that we find by David HaMelech, the Gemara brings down in Brachas, Daf Gimel. The Gemara brings down the pasuk, Kidamti Banefesh Va'ashaveya. Kidamti Banefesh. I start out early in the time of Neshef. So the Gemara says that Neshef is in the beginning of the Laila. So the Gemara, according to one man, the Yomar, brings down that what was it that David HaMelech was doing? So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Omar, Ad Chatzos Laila Hoya Oisek B'Divrei Torah, that until Chatzos he was Oisek in Divrei Torah, Mikan Ve'elech B'Shiras V'Tishbachas, and afterwards B'Shiras V'Tishbachas. So Kidamti Baneshef, I begin the beginning of the night Vashaveya. So we see from over here that Shaveya is referring over here to the Chai returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara says that he was Isaac B'Taira. He was Isaac B'Taira. So Rav Tzadik says this idea that the tefillah of Shua is expressed with learning Torah. With learning Torah, we see from over here, the pasuk says Vashaveya, and the pasuk is referring over here to the Isaac, he was learning Torah. So we see that learning Torah is a form of Vashaveya. It's a form of this kind of tefillah, which is called a Shava, which is a Shua. So what does this mean? What does it mean? How is Isaac the Divrei Torah got to do with tefillah? What's the pshat? So Rav Tzadik explains. You know, the Gemara in Brachas says that how do I know Birchas HaTorah min HaTorah? Menolim Birchas HaTorah min HaTorah. How do I know from the Torah that before you learn Torah, you make a bracha el Hashem? So the Gemara says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gaidel Lalekem. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Pasik in Hazinu. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gaidel Lalekem. When I call out the name of Hashem, so Havu Gaidel, when I come to call out the name of Hashem, when I come to call his name, so then Havu Gaidel Lalekem, then you should give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be Mishabeach Hashem. You should Mishabeach Hashem for. Well, before I come to call out Hashem's name. The Gemara says over here, hey, we learn now that before you learn Torah, that you must make a bracha. You must give a bracha, shabacha bonim and kolamim, nothing on the steirasek, you must give a bracha, shakadishlam mitzvah, shalatim devter, shabacha bonim, right? How do we learn now from here? Where does it say anything over here about learning Torah? Where does the pasuk say anything about learning Torah? The pasuk says, "Kishem Hashem Ekra." When I call out the name of Hashem. So we see from over here that when we learn Torah, so we're being kairei the Shmai, we're being kairei the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're kairei the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear Rabbi say, when we wake up in the morning and we make a Birchas HaTorah before we learn. So we have to realize, well, we're doing an amazing thing, that we're going to come to learn Torah, and we're going to be kairei b'shem Hashem, we're going to be calling out in the name of Hashem. So I always understood, I think the Marsha says this, that why is it called kairei k'shem Hashem Ekra? Because the Torah, the Ramban says, is really the whole Torah, from the beginning to the end, is Shmais of Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, from the beginning until the end, the Torah is so holy, so lofty, that although we have Bereishis, Bara, Lekim, Tashmayim, Ve'aretz, and it's broken in these, that it's broken in this kind of order, but the Emes, there's many, many, many different tzirufim, there's many, many different combinations, And the whole Torah from the beginning until the end is Shmais of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our holiness. It's the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Gaidol Alekein. When I come to learn Torah, I'm being Mamish, being Kairi Vishmai. I'm Kairi the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Havu Gaidol Alekein. From here we learn that you make a Drechus on Torah. But Rav Tzadik says another idea. And maybe something that we can even relate to a little bit more. And that is that the Torah is Mamish, the Ratzayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's His will. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzayin. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Torah His Ratzayin, His will. And the Torah is Mamish, the whole blueprint for the creation. The Torah is really the way in which we're supposed to live in this world. So when we learn Torah, we're Kairei El Hashem. We're calling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has put His Ratzayin in the Torah, so when I learn Torah, says Rav Tzadik, I'm calling Hashem. Kishem Hashem Ekra. I'm calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbi Nishol Olam, His Ratzayin is there. So therefore, it's like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Anoichi, Ano Nafshi Kesavis Yohivis. I'm giving you over here myself. I'm giving you myself in the Torah. So when we learn Torah, there's a bechina of calling out to Hashem, calling out Hashem's name. It's like when you want to attract someone's attention. You know, they're far away and you want to attract their attention. You want to get near them. You want to call them. You need them. The first thing you do is you call them. Right? Call them. Call them by name. Call them by name. And then afterwards you can get closer to them. And then you could begin to speak to them. And you have a request to ask from them. But the first step is to call out the name. Call out the name, right? Abba, you want something from your father. You want something from your mother, Ima, right? So the first thing is Abba and Ima. And afterwards, you come, you could get closer and mevakesh. That's the pshat that Shua is the Kaniya, is the Kaniya. It's the Kairei B'Shem. It's the calling the name. It's the Pniyah. It's the first move. I move towards someone. If I want to have a connection with someone, I want to have a Kesher with someone, I want the first move, right? You know, what's his name? That's my Pniyah. That's my first Pniyah. That's my first movement. That's how I have some kind of Kesher, some kind of Shaykhis with someone. It's through their name. The whole reason I heard from many of my rebbeim many times, the whole idea of a name is be'etzem, so that someone can approach me. That's the whole mahus of a name, right? I don't need a name for myself, unless maybe I have schizophrenia, you know. I talk to myself all the time, and there's two different selves, you know. That's a problem, okay? But what a name is that. So that someone could approach me, right? I call someone by name, that's why I can approach them. So that's the first paniyah. First paniyah. You don't call somebody up on the phone and start talking to them, oh, please do this, please do that, you know? So you find, you know, first you find out what's their name before you can call up, right? Right? The first paniyah is the name. So Rav Tzadik says that al yidei ha-taira we're kairei al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We call out the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kairei al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She-yavai etzli, that's his lashon. That he should come to me. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he taka says over here this bar that Shua, Shavah, is turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pniyah el Hashem. The Pniyah el Hashem. So we find over here that in Limud HaTorah there is a dimension of tefillah. There's a dimension of davening. I'm approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the approach of Hashem. I'm having over here a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being kairei b'shmai. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put his ratzon in the Torah. Says the Dover, Omoik Ma'ai, that, like that Pasik, the Fatal, talking about the Avoid of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, the Avoid of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, so the Pasik says, and Bnei Yisrael were doing the work, so it says that the Avoida was of Avoida of Chaymer and Levainim. The Avoida was an Avoida of Chaymer and Levainim, right? So in the Zohar says Chaymer zu kavu Chaymer and Levainim zu libun hilchus. That's what it says to the Zohar. The Zohar says that Bnei Yisrael were working with Chaymer. Chaymer is Kal v'Chaymer. And Levainim is Libun Hilchus. So what? How do we understand this? How do we understand this? How can we understand something like this? Bnei Yisrael were working with mortar and bricks. And Chazal say over here that this is Kal v'Chaymer. And leaving Hilchasa. So the Tzaddik says, and I think this is a new opening to understand the Avodah Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that when Bnei Yisrael were working in Mitzrayim, they were working, so he said, he says his Lashon is called Prat Me'abidasam Hayameyamitas Ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach. Every prat, every detail that a Yid was working in Mitzrayim, and he was making bricks, and he was building those whatever they were, the pyramids or whatever they were, and he was being involved over here in the lowest menial labor, it was all Me'amitis Ritzayinai Hashem Yisbarach. The Rabbi said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that this is what our forefathers should do. He wanted it. Paray could not have enslaved the Jewish people on his own. This was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gezerah. It was the Gezerah that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Geist. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu's wisdom, this was necessary for Klal Yisrael to do this in order afterwards to achieve the high Madrega of Kabbalah Satayr. So Rav Tzadik says, Havoida hi atzma midas akal b'chaymer. Sha'oz ha'ya b'golos u'v'shiflos. In other words, just like when we learn Torah, and we learn kal b'chaymer, and we learn Gzeirah Shavah, we learn the way to be melabe the hilchasa, so we're learning over here to be megala, the rotzayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when Klal Yisrael were working in Mitzrayim, that was the Ratzayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hayu makirim zeh v'yayonchu v'yizaku v'yayos v'izgalus. And they were crying out HaKadosh Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the real Avodah, the higher Avodah, the real Avodah, the high Avodah, the spiritual Avodah should be Mizgala. We should not have to be working over here in Azavadim, in Mitzrayim, in this lowly level of doing the Ratzon of Hashem in this way, but we should be rebuilt, we should be redeemed, and then we should be able to engage in the highest form of the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Shua. That was the Shavasam El Hashem. But it is Avaida, that Avaida, the Chaim of Elefeinim is Kaval Chaim. It's the Ratzayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Klal Yisrael turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this Avaida that they should be elevated, that we can go out of this shiftless and to be able to do the highest form of Avaida Hashem. It's something amazing to think about. Mitzrayim, Avaida Mitzrayim wasn't stopped. Every brick that they laid was rotten in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the end came, that was the end. No more, no more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it's over, then it's over with. But this is the Shabbat. It's the turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pniyah El Hashem. So when we learn Torah, we're Kairei Bishmai. We're calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Pniyah El Hashem. I was thinking maybe we could say Al Tizeh. The David HaMelech says that Lulei Toyroscha Sha'ashuai Ozavarati Banyi. Lulei Toyroscha Sha'ashuai Ozavarati Banyi. The Foshim says Sha'ashuai is a lashon of something you play with. Shashuim, Shashuim, Yelet Shashuim. Shashuim is that he plays with it. The Tachka, you play around with a toy, right? What is the Lashon of Shashuai? Where does the Lashon come from? I think the Lashon of Shashuai is Taka. This Lashon of Shashuai is a thing that it's playing there, it moves. It moves to here, it moves to here. It moves all the time. And that's the... That's the thrill that the kid gets it, right? That it's moving around. It's a shashuai. It's moving, right? Lulei Toyroscha Shashuai means is that through my limud haTorah shashuai that I'm turning towards you, and so that's why it says twice shah b'shah, meaning over here that it's constant. The David HaMelech, it's not only a one-time thing, you know, once he learns and that's it. But it's Shashuai, it's constantly my movement towards you. Lulei Toyroscha Shashuai, if I didn't have my Shashuai, if it wasn't turning towards you, of the Vanity Vandi, I would have been lost with all my Torah. Tzadik says that's what it says. Karev Hashem, l'chol karev. Asher yikra'u be'emes. Karev Hashem l'chol kairav, l'chol asher yikra'u be'emes. So we understand usually what that means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to those that call to Him in truth, that we mean what they're saying. When we call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mean. Tzadik says another pshat. Karev Hashem l'chol kairav, l'chol asher yikra'u be'emes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, close to those that call Him out, the emes, that call Him out with emes, with Torah. Ain't Torah el emes. Torah is called emes. So we call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah, talking about Liman HaTorah. So Chol Asher Yikra'u be'emes, ain't emes el Torah, that we're calling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah. When we learn Torah, we're calling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is our Kriya El Hashem. This is our Pniyah El Hashem. So we see from Rav Tzadik that Rav Tzadik says that in Limud HaTorah there's a dimension of Tefillah, dimension of Tefillah. We're turning back on Baruch Hu. We're coming over here and we're learning His Ratzon. So when we're learning His Ratzon, we're calling it. Because we're calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're Isaac over here, Mamish, in His will. That we're calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kriya Hashem. Could be, Ken Zayn, Right now we can understand maybe what the Gemara says, I think it's in Erevin. If you ever have any ailment, learn Torah. Right? Don't leave the base medrash. Don't tell your Rebbe, I'm sorry, I have a headache, and okay, yeah, I can excuse myself and have a valid excuse not to learn that day. Chosh b'roisha yasik b'tayras. Chosh b'neyav yasik b'tayras. Chosh b'groina yasik b'tayras. Gemara goes through a whole list of all of the ailments that a person has, yasik b'tayras, yasik b'tayras. I think the way we understand until now is a certain segula. Certain school in Torah, right? But it can sign the way we're understanding right now is that Poshit, I have an ailment. So I call the doctor, I call the doctor, right? So I learn Torah, I call it HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gather of the attack of a tefillah. It brings refuah. And now we find that Torah is a marpe l'chol nefesh. Torah is refuah. So it could be, it's ken zayin. I'm saying this a ken zayin. That it's not a gather over here, ke'ilu, a trufa, a segula. But it's a gather over here that a person is calling on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's calling on Hashem. Tata, help me, you know, okay, I'm learning your Torah. I'm calling you. Understand? It works also. The headache will go away. The ailment will go away. Chosh peresha. But the Torah, the Medrash Tanchuma says in Yisrael, Torah is a refuah. There are many mice of people when people who are not well, and Avada, we have to be mispalel Hashem. But there's a lot of mice when they came to that there were certain gedolim or the father. And instead of davening, he was Isaac and Tyra. He learned Tyra. And through learning Tyra, it brought refuah, Because Limud HaTorah is also a getter of tefillah. It's also a getter of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Getter of close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Memela, we learn over here, a big insight. The Torah is a gather of tefillah. And therefore, when a person comes to learn Torah, he has to wash his hands. If he's medical, he dies. Because he's a gather of Torah. I'm being Kairi Vishmai. I'm being Kairi Vishmai. I'm being Kairi Vishmai. There's an Avaida. I'm turning back on his Baruch. This is the Koyach of Limud HaTorah. But it's important for us to sometimes contemplate and to think, you know, what is it that we're doing? What are we doing? So always, you know, we, Baruch Hashem, we learn Torah, and Baruch Hashem, you're learning over here in Eretz Yisrael, and learning by some others, I see in the yeshiva. But to remember over here what Torah is, you know, how lofty Torah is, how the Torah is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amamish, having this Kesher El Hashem, this connection to Hashem, I'm calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to appreciate therefore this, and therefore to learn Torah in the right way, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that when we learn Torah, to learn Torah in the right way. What I mean is that the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal and the Derech Hashem, Chelik Dalid, Ramchal is over there, and his Lashonai Hazav, in his golden language, very big kisser. But the Ramchal says that regarding Limud HaTorah, so Aleph, the first thing you have to know is of course that we're learning Torah, and we're learning Torah in order to know what to do. We're learning Torah, Lulmaid, Lulamaid, Lishma, Belasay, Sulakayim, that we have to learn Torah in order to know what the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in order to know the will of Hashem, to know the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know what Hashem wants from me, to know how to, what the mitzvahs are and how to perform the mitzvahs. Layam ha'aretz chasid, right? They have to learn in order to do. And if a person learns and he's not interested in putting it into practice, so ha'aymer, I only rock Torah. I'm only after Torah. So I feel Torah anyway. That's not Torah. Torah is a Torah which we have to know is a Torah which brings to Maisa. It's an amazing thing. There's no greater mitzvah than Torah, right? Kol chafetzehu lo yishvu ba. Anything you want to do can't compare to Torah. Nothing can compare to Torah, right? It's the greatest shashua. The greatest Shashua. We have some South Africans over here, so I don't know if you know what's going on in South Africa. Maybe still know, you know what's going on right now. So he's the big Shashua of the world, right? And we've got the real Shashua, right? We have the real Shashua. That's the pshat, I think, of this whole Ritza, the Shashua, the moving. It's the moving. That's what attracts everyone. It's the moving. They're moving. Ah, Megate, Malayas. Right? Well, where they're lifing? They're lifing, not lifing anywhere, right? Understand?
What is life?
Life is to run. The life. The soccer, the little cup, the whole thing. It's the Shashua. We have the real Shashua. We have the Shashua that leads us to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that leads us on the Ratzim Ve'im Ratzim. On the Ratzim L'chayim L'mabba. But that's the attraction over here, I think. You know, there's the movement, the Shashua, you know, it's moving all the time, right? But so we're moving,
like
Hashem.
It's like a toy like Lego, it would be a Shashua.
Right.
It doesn't move.
Right? That's right. It's not the same. I'll call upon him. That Shu is Lashon of Pnia. But I'll call upon him. I'm just saying that we have the Shashua. The Chol Chafetzel LaYishvu Ba. But if a mitzvah comes and it's Iyav Shalasa Yisal Yedei Acherim, if a mitzvah comes and there's nobody else that can do it, if there's a bacha who needs some medicine and there's no one there to help him, if there's a bacha who needs some help in the yeshiva, a guy walks in on a day like this and he's thirsty, comes in, and there's nobody else to take, so you close the Gemara for a minute and you go ahead and you do the mitzvah of Atmos HaSorchem, you do the mitzvah of Chesed, you do the mitzvah of Tzedakah. Comes this man Sila, you die, you close the Gemara and you do. Because it's a Torah of Maisa, it's a Torah that has to come into our world. It's a Torah that has to make us better people. It's a Torah of Asiya that brings us into doing. It brings us, not because doing is greater, but because Torah has to come and it has to infuse our whole life with Torah. So that's the first mile of Torah, says Rav Michal. First thing you have to know is I'm learning Torah, the shame that I'm going to perform the mitzvahs that I'm learning. And Rav Michal says, but Torah is more than that. The etzem learning, when I learn Torah itself, even if I'm learning Torah, any Indian in Torah, whatever it might be, if it's brachas or it's kachin, if it's Shabbos or Taharis, I bring down the Or Milamayla, bring down a tremendous light from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm Koirei Bishmai. So therefore I'm bringing down Taka, light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Abba comes down to me when I learn Torah. So the greatest Hashpa, the greatest spiritual aura comes from Limud HaTorah, comes from learning Torah. The Ramchal says that there's a T'nai in that. There's a condition. And the condition is that person has to learn with Kedusha. He has to learn with sanctity. He has to learn with respect. He has to learn with reverence. He has to learn with kavod, with emo. And we walk into a Beis Medrash that it's with the emo, it's with the yira. We sit by a chair and we don't sit back leaning mesubim when we learn Torah. It has to be learned with a yira, with an emo, with a respect. Respect for Beis Medrash, Rabbi Zay. Respect for Svarim. It's also part of it. Respect for each other that are learning. That's all part of this whole creating an atmosphere of respect for Torah. And when we learn with this respect, so then we bring down the awe from above. Then we bring down the light from above. Because Torah is mamish, kairei bishmai. So therefore, in order to bring down the light from above, we have to have these two tenayim. It has to be almanas lasais, and it has to be learned b'derech kavayim, b'derech yira. And then we receive this light that comes from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is the this is based upon what we're learning right now, that this is mamish what we have in Torah. It's mamish retzayne shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu, retzayne shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the ikka what I wanted to share with you. So since I mentioned the Ramchal, so the Ramchal says the dover over there, ma'oid, ma'oid, nifla, ma'oid. For those that are involved in Kiruv, maybe later on, Yirtz Hashem, maybe some of you will want to get involved in being the Karev, Levavai, Yisrael Hashem. So the Ramchal says, on one hand the Gemara says, that if you learn with a Talmud who's not interested in practicing it, Kihu Zoyrik Evan Lamarkolis. If you learn with a Talmud Shehina Hogan, you learn with someone who's not interested. So it's like Zoyrik Evan Lamarkolis. So the Ramchal Takas says, what does that mean? That means there's no Kedusha. There's no aura that comes from the mind. There's no light that comes from above. Right? Because he's not interested right now. He's not interested in keeping it. You have people over here that they learn Torah, but they're not keeping it. So, how can we learn with them? How can we learn that? It's a big question. It's not a possible question. So, Chazal says, but nevertheless, Chazal tell us, Halavai oisi azavu v'sayrasi shamaru. Halavai, even Bnei Yisrael were not keeping the Torah mitzvah, they should have kept on learning Torah. Why? Shahamor shabai yatzer l'mutzah. So the Ramchal explains. What does the Ramchal explain? What does that mean? What does it mean? So the Ramchal explains that even though if you're not keeping it, there's no special aura that comes down from above, but the Etzem Torah itself is aura. The Etzem Torah itself is Kodesh. Torah is learning with this person. This person is learning Torah. So there is an inherent Kedusha here. I don't get the aura that comes, the great aura that comes Milamaila. I don't have that. But still with Torah, the Etzem Torah is aura. Hamor shabayatul lemutar. Bitnai, one condition, says the Ramchal, that he should be learning it with basic respect. In other words, he should be learning it like he would learn at least another subject that he has respect for, but not to learn it with kalus reish. He doesn't know Torah mitzvah. He's not into it, he wasn't brought up with it, but he's at least a decent young person, decent person.
He's not going to mezalzel with what it says.
He's not mezalzel in it. I will study it. I am going to study it. I want to find out about it. I don't know yet if it's true, if it's not true, if I can keep it or I can't keep it, but I realize that this is a very important subject. And the same way in which Lahavdol, I'm saying, but from the same way he would learn trigonometry, so I'm going to treat it with that seriousness. When somebody, if you want to learn with someone who's new, there's one condition. He doesn't have to yet be ready to be keeping it. And he doesn't have to be learning it be'emo v'yira, but he has to be treating it at least with a basic derecheret. If he's full, if it's with total kalus reish, then the one should not learn it.
So why did I start with it?
But if he's learned with the basic derech eretz. So then hamar shabai, you have to remove it. The light is going to return remote, right? So that I just adding that on the side. But we have to aspire avada that it should be learned with the emo, the yiro, with proper derech eretz, with proper kavod, so that we can not only have the more that's inside the Torah itself, but to be able to bring down that comes from above. And that is because Torah is Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Kairei B'Shmoy, and that what we've learned today over here is that Torah is an Avaida. And now before you learn Torah, you have to, Rambam says you have to wash your hands. And the Rav Tzad explains that this is the Indian of Ashua, Shavah, we're Kairei L'Hashem, it's a Peniyah El Hashem, Ashreinu, Matei Chokeinu, Manoim Garleinu, Mayofi Yushatzeinu. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with you some Devei Torah V'Chizek. I wish you lots of bracha and hatzlacha.